This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We're really excited about this. There's such a great creative community here in Wilmington, across the board, across disciplines, theater and dance and visual and film. And this gives us a platform for recognizing people in organizations.
That's Craig Stinson, the creator of the multidisciplinary arts calendar Arts in Wilmington. And it's time for the second annual Arts in Wilmington Awards. How are the winners chosen?
I take three people that I know through my arts administration network who are not in Wilmington. It's very conscious. We want people who aren't here. They all did very thoughtful work reviewing the applications. And the way we did it is said, one, do they qualify? Does this work in this category? And two, who's the best out of the applicants you have? Their decision was the decision. It's based on the merit and quality of each applicant.
You do have your winners.
We do, yeah.
So, do you want to tell us who they are?
The individual artist is Ashley Barnes. She's a local dancer, choreographer. She impressed the panel because she has a really creative way of taking a lot of different disciplines and artistic practices and pulling them all together. So she's an instructor. She does productions. I mean, it's just a quite amazing organization. This year is Opera House Theater Company. We're a town that's very strong in community theater, but Opera House Theater Company is one of the premier ones in town. They had a really strong application, and this is in recognition of 35 years worth of work that they've been doing here in Wilmington. The government, so that can go to elected officials, somebody who works for a municipality, but this one actually goes to the Leland Cultural Arts Center. So the town of Leland in the past 5 or 8 years has embarked on a program where they purchased a building, turned it into a multi-use arts center, and it's really a spectacular facility. They do pottery there, they have visual art, and they have a performing arts space. They have a full staff of people who are proficient in arts administration, so they're very much sticking to their mission. They have a gallery and retail space for artists as well. The business recipient is Star Sosa with Spectrum Fine Jewelry. And Star is, she's really interesting. She's been around for 20 years. She was downtown. Her business is, you know, on the creative side. It's jewelry. She's kind of a person who goes out and makes things happen as well. She was early on started gallery walks here in Wilmington with other galleries. She's also started a new program with the Azalea Festival, the Garden Tour, where she's matching plein air artists to go into these gardens and paint. And then they're doing a sale as well. So the artists get their work recognized. Wilmington gets to highlight itself through that community effort as well. The individual advocate this year is Tracy Varga. And Tracy is really cool. She's one of those persons. This is another dance. I'm interested that we have two dance people this year, but Tracy really makes things happen. I mean, if there's somebody in town who is a core spoke in the wheel of making stuff happen, she's it. She does an amazing K-Fair Arts in Motion event at Thalian Hall every year, where they really highlight up-and-coming emerging dancers in town and bring in guest choreographers. And then she does another program, Art Sensation. And that is also a lot of different artists and dancers in the community getting together, benefiting a nonprofit in town or some other entity outside of the arts. So It's really using the arts to benefit other efforts in our community that are helping people.
That's Craig Stinson, creator of Arts in Wilmington. The awards party is this Saturday night at Expo 216 on Front Street. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.